grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You've probably seen them on many of the Christmas cards you've got this year, possibly even on some postage stamps. Three men, three camels, three treasure chests, one star. You can see on the very bottom of our Christmas window the three gifts given of gold, frankincense, and myrrh in those jars on the window. Ancient tradition holds that there were three wise men, but that's only a guess due to the number of the gifts. Tradition also has given them names. Remember what they are? Caspar, Balthasar, and Melchior. Did you all get that? Most of you, I'm sure. Now, the hymn we just sang, and the first hymn, says they were kings, but the Bible calls them magi. They're also called kings in the prophet Isaiah. Magi mean that they were wise men or astrologers from the East. I want to make that word clear. Astrologers, not astronomers who are doing all that space telescope stuff. These were astrologers who were fortune tellers. They probably came from Babylon. Around the year 590 BC, the prophet Daniel was taken there when Jerusalem fell to King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was eventually placed as the head of the Babylonian wise men by Nebuchadnezzar for being able to interpret that dream that Nebuchadnezzar had of that great statue with the clay feet and the golden head. No doubt Daniel taught the wise men, his students, the prophecy in Numbers chapter 24, which says, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel." And what's very interesting, the wise men who came to visit Jesus owed their very lives to Daniel, who lived 500 years before. When the Babylonian wise men could not tell Nebuchadnezzar what he dreamed and what the interpretation was, he ordered all the wise men to be killed. Daniel saved their lives. He specifically said in Daniel chapter 2, "Spare the lives of all the wise men." So that's why the wise men came to visit Jesus. Daniel saved the lives of their ancestors from Nebuchadnezzar's wrath. We'll be studying that beginning next week in adult Bible class. We'll be looking at the book of Daniel. Now, all those centuries later, the descendants of those wise men who Daniel saved noticed that a star appeared in the sky. It was so unusual that those magi could only interpret it as the star marking the arrival of the king that Daniel had foretold so long ago. The magi knew about the star, but they also speculated that, well, maybe the Messiah would be found in the capital city of Jerusalem. So off they went, bearing gifts and hoping to learn more about his identity when they arrived. Now, unlike the Magi, we know exactly who Jesus is, and we know where he comes from, and we know where he can really be found. Our Savior is God in human flesh, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, true God and also true man. The name Jesus means God saves, and Jesus lives up to it. He came to save us from our sins. As a true man born of Mary, he's one of us, our brother. And that's important because God's law, the Ten Commandments, were given for us mortals to obey. They weren't given to angels. They were given to us, humans. And as our brother, Jesus kept those laws, the Ten Commandments, perfectly and gives us the credit as if we kept it ourselves. So we do not have to resort to guesswork when it comes to knowing who our Savior is, what he's done for us, And we also know where our Savior can be found. He can be found in the Word, which is Holy Scriptures, and in the sacraments of Holy Baptism and Holy Communion. Now, what exactly did a Magi do? Well, as I said, they were astrologers. And in those days, that was a combination of scientist, mathematician, which is good, but fortune teller, not so good. Astrology is witchcraft, and it goes against God's second commandment. Modern astronomers have purged their vocation of astrology, horoscopes, and all those sinful occultic practices. Now they provide us with useful science. They provide navigation help for mariners who are traveling either on land, air, or sea. And they provide accurate timekeeping so that farmers will know when to plant. It would be horrible if in late February a warm front came through and farmers decided to plant because it's warm. It's not time. Magi would tell them by looking at the stars when to plant, just as astronomers do today. So on that very first Christmas, those Magi were studying the night sky for whatever purpose they were studying it. And suddenly a new star appeared in the east, which is the direction of Judah. The star shall come out of Judah, was the prophecy. Now, maybe other pagan astrologers who did not have the benefit of the prophet Daniel's ancient instruction, well, they would have probably started cooking up some cockamamie story about what the new star meant. Not these Magi. Having received the instruction of Daniel and having believed it and having had their ancestors pass it on from generation to generation, they knew that God had placed that star in the sky to lead them to the Christ. All of their superstitious pagan fortune-telling gave way to a divine proclamation to the Gentiles that the Savior of the nations had come. The Savior of every nation, including theirs, had come. The shepherds were the first Jews to get the word. These sages were the first Gentiles to be told. You see, Jesus is not just the Savior of the Jews, but for all who believe in him, as the prophets long foretold. To Abraham, in the book of Genesis, God said that through the Savior that would come from his bloodline, all the peoples of the earth would be blessed. Not just your descendants. All the people of the earth will be blessed. And he said through Isaiah, "Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no one else." And in today's Old Testament, "Gentiles shall come to thy light." In the years that followed, Jesus came, and he proclaimed salvation was also for the Gentiles, and he and the apostles reached out to them. With the appearance of the Bethlehem star, all of that pagan astrology was rendered useless. It still is. The only way anyone, Jew or Gentile, can be led to Christ is through divine revelation. The only reason the Magi followed the star was divine revelation in the Bible, telling them that that star would appear in the east. And the star did not come so that people could speculate about what it means. It came to proclaim that the promised Savior had come. Now, the star just simply led the wise men in the easterly direction toward the kingdom of Judah. But they still needed the word of God to give them a more specific location. And there in Jerusalem, the Magi heard the priests of Herod read from the prophet Micah, chapter 5, that the Savior could be found in Bethlehem. It reads, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth the one who is to be ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been told from old, from everlasting. So knowing that they should go 4 miles south of Jerusalem to Bethlehem, they set out, and the star reappeared. And it didn't just stay flashing in the sky. The star now led them, miraculously led them, to the house where the Holy Family was staying. And there they offered their precious gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then they received another special revelation from God. In a dream, leave immediately. Don't go back to Herod. He's going to kill you and seek your life. So off they went. And those gifts that were given to Jesus were no doubt used by Mary and Joseph to finance their flight into Egypt to escape Herod's wrath. Now, God never leaves us to speculation and prediction. He reveals his will to us. He proclaims salvation by grace only through faith in Jesus Christ. The only place you will find God's will and word is in the Holy Scriptures, not in horoscopes, not in stargazing, navel-gazing, the human heart, or in a vivid imagination. The Bible is the manger where God has placed Christ for you. Look for him there in the Holy Scriptures. The star that the Magi saw never reappeared. The gifts that they gave Jesus were here today and gone tomorrow, likely spent by Joseph and Mary to finance their trip into Egypt and their later return. But the word of God endures. It is your guiding star, the scriptures that lead you to the knowledge of Christ. So let us pray in this new year that we will see ourselves ever more fervently devoting ourselves to that word, and in it strengthen our faith in Jesus our Savior. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise for the offertory.